it's not right to turn the whole school. Everybody else so far you said is okay, Lord?
Yeah.
But Becky is the one that's having some difficulties. Just keep trying. The number is right. You said zoom.us/j/9.
Lori, can you hear me now?
Oh, and it says join the meeting. She don't have to type in zoom.usj. She wants to do that.
Join the meeting and put the meeting ID in.
Oh, you have to say join. You have to say, no, I mean, no, no, no. Hold on one second. I'm putting on the speaker, Lori. Go ahead, Becky. What did you do?
I have a place on Gmail that says join a meeting, which is what I did. I put the number in, and that's what I've done before. Do I have to type that whole HTTP thing?
Not if you clicked on the link. Did you already click?
I clicked on the link, too, and that didn't work. I mean, I'm doing it again. Let me try again.
Lori, can you hear me? Lori, can you hear Keith?
Lori, can you hear us?
No problem.
Lori, we can see and hear you.
Everyone else is in, though.
Everyone else is in, so you understand what it is.
Cherie, can you hear me? Or Cheryl, can you hear me?
I sure can.
Okay, as long as everybody else can hear us. I don't know what happened with Lori.
And you guys can hear me also, right?
Yes.
Cynthia can hear you.
Keith, I can hear you.
Okay. Good. I can hear you too, Marianne.
Hey, Terry, what's
okay.
up?
Okay.
$3,800.99. Alrighty then, I will. Wait a minute. The same machine at Fort Lauderdale is $5,900.
Okay, is this from Sherwin-Williams?
Oh, it's not from Sherwin-Williams. Well, no. Fort Lauderdale is not a Sherwin-Williams. It's a tool supply. But it's the same machine. But they're quite a bit higher. $2,000 higher.
How much is the one
out of Lauderdale? $5,900.
I don't think my camera is on. Can anybody see me?
Is your video tag at the bottom canceled out? You turn your own
video.
Okay. There you go. That's that. There you go.
Joanne, did you just put start video?
I just stop video. Yeah, so now I'm on. I can see myself. So I'm sure you can see me too. I look exceptionally good today. I want
yes, you
to
do.
Know that.
As always.
Oh, absolutely. I try.
I got some swamp land in Florida, tell you.
Okay. You gotta let me. Yeah, girl, girl. You did it. Grand. Are you Cherie O?
I am, but where's my face?
Somebody get that with you, please. Thank you.
Is the phone ringing in, Cherie?
It's ringing here.
It's not ringing there. Okay.
I wonder where my audio is. Okay, this video is now.
What? Just can we move this? Because I have to close it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I guess. Put it right here. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Perfect. You didn't play that one, right?
I turned the ringer off.
It says Zoom not signed in.
Lori.
Okay, Jack Emmerich is now on.
I don't have a picture.
Jack, you need to turn your vision.
Video player turned on the bottom of the page. The thing I'm concerned about with Lori not being able to hear it, is the meeting still going to be recorded?
Start video.
I see Cherie.
Cherie, can you hear us?
All right, try to talk because I. All right, can anybody hear me?
Did anybody ever hear from us?
I can hear you, Cherie, but can you hear us?
I cannot hear. Are you sure this is plugged in?
Oh, Cindy Buddha's here. Okay, good.
I'm in the wrong one. Okay. Wait a second here.
Lori, can you hear us now?
Now I can hear.
Good job.
Oh, you can hear us, Lori?
Now I can hear you.
Can anybody hear me?
Have you got your speakers on?
Yeah. Can anybody hear me?
I heard somebody. Who was it?
That would be Cherie.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, very good. I don't want to go too high with the volume because the reverb. That's okay. Don't need to get off. This is checking the problem. I don't know what. I don't know what it's going on.
Yes, it's not.
Personal file data was not closed properly. File checked. So whatever the hell, it's just going to close. This is checking. Just leave the damn thing. It's probably.
He's
gonna put the cap on too, isn't he?
I don't know. Somebody answer that, wouldn't you?
I will. Beverly?
Yes.
Do you have anyone with you today in your house?
Okay. Nope.
Can you hear that all right?
Yeah, I know how to do.
Why don't you make the screen bigger?
Wonderful. I'll get the volume okay.
Russ, you have that flag handy too, also?
Right here.
Okay, very good. The only one I haven't heard from, I saw her, but I didn't hear her chime in, was Cindy. Can you hear us? Can you just chime in? Let us know that we can hear you.
I can hear you.
Okay, thank you.
I don't see a Jack picture.
I don't see Jack. I heard it, Jack, though. I think he's present, but I don't see his picture either.
I don't know what's the matter with the picture.
Jack, in your lower left-hand corner, maybe, of your screen, there's something that says stop video. If there's a line through it, click on that and you'll get your video.
I don't have that.
There's no place that says start video or a camera with a line through it?
No.
Did you join him? Did you join by video or audio?
Video.
You joined by video or audio?
Video.
And you should have it.
There we are. I got you, Jack.
Yep.
There he is.
Okay.
What a head of white hair, I'll tell you. That is really good looking.
What a lucky guy, huh?
Yes.
Where did you order that from, Jack?
J.C. Penney.
Amazon was special.
eBay.
Hello, Marcia.
Hi, Marcia.
Marcia, you're muted.
Yes.
Marcia Shearer is on?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, but she's muted.
Okay, that's okay. We'll get that. We'll get that far. Don't worry.
When Marcia's ready to talk, I'll unmute her. Okay, Joanne.
Yes, she'll. I'm going to have her on right after the chairman announcements, just so you're aware. I'll be announced. Well, that'll be part of the announcements, I guess.
Joanne, are you going to chair the meeting today?
I am, because I was told that the chairman, Joe Prisco, was going to be absent.
Thank you.
I think I'll have this guy sit in for me today. Where are you going, Duke? Come here.
I'm going.
Good luck, hon.
He wants to play.
He does. Always.
Okay, it is 1:30 p.m. on October 12, 2020. I'd like to call the meeting to order of the Port Malabar Holiday Park Mobile Home Park Recreation District to order. This is our regular meeting, and it is, I'm Joanne Gagan, First Vice Chair, sitting in for the Chairman, Joe Prisco. Russ Livermore, if you would hold up the flag, we'll do a Pledge of Allegiance, please. I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the
United States
of America and to the
Republic for which it stands, one nation
under God,
indivisible,
with liberty and justice for all.
Cheryl, may we have the roll call, please?
Certainly. Joe Prisco, absent. Russ Livermore,
present.
Joanne Gagan.
Here.
Keith Richer.
Here.
Bob Shortledge.
Here.
Jack Emmerich.
Here.
Cheryl Moore. Here. Cynthia Boda.
Here.
Beverly Elias.
Here.
And Cherie Morris will be joining us also.
Here.
Thank you.
Okay, for chairman announcements, I don't know what Joe might have had in mind, but We're going to add to the agenda for A right after these announcements. Marcia Shearer, who is chair of the HPPOA, and she's going to give an update. The only other things I wanted to remind everyone out there, well, not remind, but just inform, we did get full reimbursement for the cancellation of the pool certifications for the personnel. And I also, in order to help the office to keep up to date with all of their files, if anyone is getting a new car, selling a car, please remember those decals must come off. And the only way that's going to happen is if you go to the office and let them do it and inform them that it's either been sold, traded in, or you're getting a new car. The same thing with, God forbid, an owner passes away. Someone should bring to the office a copy of a death certificate. It's the only official way they know and can remove that person from their files. We all have to do our part, pass this on to friends and neighbors that you might have. With that, I'm going to ask Marcia Shearer if she would come in and give her update for HPPOA.
One second, I'm trying to unmute you. There you go.
I did it. Okay. Hey, thank you. I just want to remind everybody that there will not be a membership drive this year. And our directories, John and Barbara have still been working on the directory for the new year, and they will be ordered soon. And when I give you the treasurer's report, you will see how much money we've gotten in for ads so far. However, on that note, John and Barb are done this year, period. They are adamant about that, and they need replacement. And I know at one point Cheryl Moore and Carol Ady said that they were interested. So if they still are, please contact me so we can get you scheduled to work with John and Barb for, you know, getting the thing out to print this year and just see what the procedure is for doing stuff like this. Another item next is bricks and benches. We are still going to be selling those this year. If anyone is interested, Becky Ernest will be placing the applications down at the office on the tables in the rear. And you may fill out those applications and get them to Becky, or let one of the other board members know that you have one, and we'll handle it. But they will only be ordered once per year. Now that I have a is list there, of.
I'm sorry, Marcia. Is there a deadline on the application that says when they have to be turned in by?
No, I figure, I'm saying this without speaking with Becky, but I'm saying that in March of each year, they will be ordered in March.
Okay. Sounds good. So,
season, yep. Now, we also are not doing fundraisers this year for the restaurants that do support us with either hosting a fundraiser or donations, giving us discounts. And so I want to give you that list of restaurants so that possibly people, if they are going out for dinner or lunch or breakfast, that they will honor these restaurants who have supported us in the past. So Texas Roadhouse, Fired Up Pizza, Beef O'Brady's Bayside, Chili's, Pizza Bola, West Melbourne, Sunshine Cafe, and Denny's. Any questions on that? And I do have a treasurer's report up to date so far. Right now in the activity account, we have $9,847.08. In our bingo account, we have $35.05. In our general account, we have $2,199.02. And in our reserve account, we have $9,808.48. Now, Anne-Marie noted that the activity account on 10-5, a deposit was made for $2,950 for the 2021 directory ads. Now, today she informed me that Barb Dufault gave her another amount of $2,350 that she will deposit tomorrow for the directory ads. So we did get quite a few, over $5,000. So that's awesome, I think, for the circumstances for this year. So the directory will go to print and we will have a new one for the season. Once they are printed and available, I will then make an announcement to say how they will be distributed. So we budgeted $3,500 for HPPOA's general liability insurance for the new season. However, when the renewal came, it was raised from $3,200 to over $6,000. Anne-Marie worked with Kim at our current agency and to find a better solution and couldn't find one. So we went to Great Florida and we did purchase insurance for $5,528.35. It depleted the account, okay, because we only had $709. I told Anne-Marie to go ahead and transfer money to get that paid. And also, okay, when she did the September bank statements, there was a $25 service charge. So she called the bank and wondered, you know, to find out what that was for. And they said that we needed to have a balance in there of $1,500. Well, we didn't because we don't have any income coming in and stuff like that. So that's where I gave her the authorization to transfer funds from the activity account into the general account. Bob's not here, honey. So see ya. Okay.
Yeah, but where's the meeting?
Plans have changed. I'm sorry. There is not. Please. I'm in a meeting. Okay. So sorry about that.
It's okay.
Neighbor kid. Anyway, so we need to keep a balance of $1,500. We were not sure. We didn't know we had to do that. So now we know, and that will be maintained. And therefore, there will be no more service charges.
Did you ask them to remove that charge?
Yes, they
and did they do that?
Yes, great. They did credit us back.
Good.
That is the end of my report.
Hey, thank you.
Marcia, I have a question.
Yes.
Have you heard any more about the picture books from last year?
I have not. I've checked the emails. And there has been no correspondence from the people. I didn't even think about it, quite honestly. I thought somebody else was handling that, but I will check with Dodie as far as the contact information, and I can report back in November.
I'd be fine. Thank you.
Thank you.
I have a question.
Yes.
Marcia, can you give me what the reserve account balance is?
Okay, the reserve account balance is $9,808.48.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
I think Molly Stone, is she the one that's still the contact person?
She moved.
She's not in the park?
No, I don't believe.
Okay.
I know Dodie was helping her, so I will call Dodie and talk with her, speak with her.
Are there any other questions from the trustees? Are there any questions from the audience out there? Okay. All right, Marcia, great report. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Marcia.
We'll have you on the next regular meeting agenda.
Yes, thank you.
Okay. We're going to move on to the approval of the minutes of 9:28. Do I have a motion to approve?
I make a motion to approve the minutes for 9:28.
I second.
Who did that?
I did, Bob.
Bob Shortledge.
Okay.
All in favor, please say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Are there any opposed? Motion carries. The minutes are approved. On to the treasurer's report. Keith, would you like to proceed?
Yes. The treasurer's report was put online. I believe I didn't check it. But all the board people should have had it in their mailboxes if it wasn't. But I'm almost positive. Lori, was it put online? Lori?
What is it?
Was the report put online today, the treasurer's report? We put it on Friday.
Yes, it was put on Friday. I emailed it to the trustees and a copy in their box.
Okay. So anybody, trustees, you had a couple places. Anybody else should be able to look on our website and find this. But basically it's the, I'm just kind of going over my front page. All supporting material is from the back. Okay. The front page, basically again at the top, says what our budget was for this year. Oh, first of all, this is the final report for this year because we're ending, but it's still as labeled unaudited. So it could change a little bit, but these are just numbers we have now that haven't been audited, but they should be pretty accurate, pretty close.
But it's the final report for our fiscal year.
Yeah, for our fiscal year.
Yeah.
Of September through October, right. October through September. Anyway, for 19 and 20. And so, but these are the numbers we have. It's on there. Basically, our budget was 1,174,783. I always give that number at the top because that's the budget we're working with. The second one is how we did this month in September. As you can see, we only received 3,000 because everything was pretty much in by then. However, we did spend $79,023 because we still have to take care of stuff as we go along. So we're basically at the end of that one was 75,000 spent more than brought in for this month. You drop down the year to date, which is the full year now, it tells you how much we collected, which was a total of 1,144,510. Now, anticipated income is what we would have left if we would have met our budget. In other words, we didn't get $30,279. We're not anticipating any more. It's zero because it's the end of the month, but that's how much our income was short because of people not paying their stuff and stuff like that. But anyway, that was 97% of what we were supposed to get. As you see above there, since it's 12 months, that number should be 100% if we were perfect. But we're not, so we're a little bit short. However, if you do look down, the total expenses for the month was total expenses for this year is $1,080,420, which is saved or short of spending the $94,368, which was 91% of our budget. Even though we didn't make all the money we were supposed to, we didn't spend all the money we were scheduled to. So you can see by taking those two numbers, we're still basically 60,000 ahead for this year from what we made to what we spent. And that will be put into funds to, roads and stuff like that. And we'll set that up when we come up with that. But basically, and then at the bottom is the balances in the account, which is $1,242,446 at the end of September. And all these numbers on here are backed up on these pages in the colored lines. If you kind of can look at them, they're in those colored lines where they are. So you can look at those. If you want to know more about those numbers, then above those colored lines is the details of where we got those numbers. Anyway, that's my report. And any questions, I should say.
Trustees, have any questions about the report?
No, I would just like to say, I know that, as you know, I always vote no every month. And I just wanted to give an explanation for that. And your report that you and Lori both do is absolutely wonderful. And I'm sure it's perfect to the dime. I just needed a way to let people know that I don't like the fact that line item numbers are overspent by quite a bit of percentage on several of them. We need to be better budgeting. I know our whole budget, we're good. We don't spend as much as we thought we would, and that's great. And the auditors like that, and I know that's true. But as a line item reader, I need to see, when I see something that says we've spent 137% of what we had budgeted, to me, a flag goes up and say either we didn't budget right or someone's overspending somewhere.
Would you want me to add explanations of anything over like 150% per month to explain that? Would that help?
Well, if I knew the reason why things were being overspent, then it would be less like I would understand. But then I wanted like put a note in to say next year, let's not make this happen. Let's budget an extra $500 or whatever it is. Mm-hmm. And then, but when I get back, I've asked Lori, and you said you asked me to do this, that you said I could do this too, is I'm going in and I'm going to look at some receipts in certain line items and just get an overview of what kind of spending that we do. But it was just, it's not the report itself, because I know the numbers are right. It's the fact that it's the line items. Yeah, I just wanted to make that clear.
A little, what you're saying is a little more explanation, maybe.
Yeah. And that should
take, or a little better budgeting.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And I would say, Keith, perhaps at whenever we do have a trustee, a treasurer's report, if at that time, we're seeing you see that it's starting to go over. Maybe you could make the explanation then.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
We could discuss it. Yeah.
Now, I'll add it to the report.
Yeah, we need explanations more on a timely basis, which would be from report to report to see that now, we're staying within.
I guess what I would be asking is it when we go over the monthly budget. Which is hard not to do because each month is different. And to match it with a number that was the whole budget divided by 12.
No, not a monthly budget.
It would be more when we got going over the annual budget.
Annual. Because a lot of these have been, we've spent over 100% of the budget 5 months ago for some reason. You know, so it's going to stay over budgeted.
Yeah.
So, no, I would say once we, you know, maybe quarterly, I don't know. I'd say not monthly, absolutely not.
No, okay. Thank you.
Okay, any further questions from the trustees? Are there any questions from the audience?
Marianne has one.
Yep.
Oh. Russ.
Go ahead. Well, I would say is that, you know, it happens every month that you somehow or another you spend a little more than you were supposed to because of an emergency here, there, and everywhere. What we want to do is just when we do the next year's budget, I mean, next year's budget's already set in stone.
Yeah.
But have a budget meeting and just anticipate putting a few extra $100 in each account that has previously been delinquent, then we might cover ourselves a little better.
Right. Okay.
Okay. Any other questions from the trustees? Any from the audience out there? Hearing none, could I have a motion to accept the
trustee? Wait, I see Annette Ragus. 1 minute, please. Annette, you got to unmute your computer.
Somebody wants to make a comment.
Unmute. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. I have a question with regards to the budget. As Cheryl had said recently about overspending, my question is, does this seem to be a pattern of each month or quarter. Seems to be going over budget with regard to some items that are within the budget. Is this something that's happening frequently? What exactly is?
Really. I shouldn't speak. Go ahead, Keith.
I'll just say basically we cannot monthly spend 1/12 of the budget, and that's what causes monthly ones to be out of range. But we can look at the annual budget and try to see what that's coming, and that's what we're doing. Monthly has really not that big a deal. It's the annual when we overspend the annual amount, because just like our electric bills aren't the same every month, they vary up and down, but we have to divide the budget amount by 12. So that's what we were budgeted for this month, because we just take 1/12 of it. We don't make a new budget every month.
Right, that I understand. On that note, with the FPL, the electric bill, I would assume that it's dropped considerably since that clubhouse has been closed quite a bit and the lights haven't been on within the clubhouse. Is that a fact?
I have to look at that closer. We're in budget.
Oh, okay. All right. That answers.
Okay.
Did we get it? Yes, it did go down.
I'll wait till you get approval.
Thank you.
Okay. Are there any other questions from the audience? Whoops. Okay. Hearing none. Can everybody hear me?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Hearing none, can I have a vote to accept the treasurer's report, please?
Was there a motion and a second?
A motion. Yeah. Motion. Motion to approve.
I'll make a motion. We approve the treasurer's report.
I'll second it.
Cheryl Moore seconded?
Yes.
Thank you, Cheryl.
Okay. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Wow.
Joanne, could I keep the floor for just a little bit, please?
Sure, absolutely. Go ahead.
Basically, as you saw, we didn't spend $60,000 of that. Now we're replaced in the general, but we've also reduced the budget or the
income
budget number for next year by about $84,000 by reducing the $10 a month,
right,
which Joanne had requested. And so we have brought that down and more in line now that we're doing that. And also, we have lost some board members, and I have kind of put off getting new signers of board members. They don't need to be absolutely board signers to sign if they're on the paper, but that's better if they are. The problem with changing a signer is I have to set up a meeting with the bank. They have to have minutes from the meeting saying who is on and who is off and this and that and voted on to be presented. And once that's presented, everybody that's a signer, whether you're staying or not, has to go in and redo the whole paper. So we're now at a point that I would like to make a motion or whatever it is.
Excuse me, Keith, we're still into the treasurer's report. We were just taking a vote on that. We didn't get to
Didn't you take the vote? I'm sorry. I highlight you said we agreed. Nobody opposed. And so opposed. So I thought as part of the treasurer's.
Oh, okay. You're right.
Did you want to make that motion now? Excuse me. Not till we get assistant secretary or treasurer. I'm sorry. Go ahead. But that's okay. Why we're okay. After we do that. Thank you.
All right. So we're going to move on to the next item, which was to elect an assistant treasurer and an assistant secretary. And what Keith was starting to do was explain why we need an assistant treasurer specifically, because we need the person as a signer on the checks. We need two signed people to be approved and noted so in the minutes, because those minutes are then sent to the bank along with the cards stating the names of the people who are the check signers. So it is very important that we right now make a motion, somebody, to appoint an assistant treasurer. Note that whatever assignment we all have right now, that's only until the end of December. Then we have a reorganizational meeting and everything and anything can change. So the position you would hold now and is only until the end of December, and then things change.
Are we appointing or voting on?
Right.
Are we appointing or voting?
No, right now we're voting on, you get a vote, then you'll appoint. You will be the one to appoint. But right now I need a motion to appoint someone as assistant treasurer.
I would like to make that motion of Cynthia Bach being the treasurer.
Assistant treasurer.
Yeah, if that's okay with her.
Okay, I'll second that. Are there any questions from the trustees?
No.
Any from the audience? We'll take a vote. All those in favor of Cynthia Boda as assistant treasurer, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Welcome aboard, Cindy.
Thank you.
The next thing, though, Keith would like to appoint another third person. That's the backup to the other two who can sign checks. But again, we need that person's name in writing on these minutes so they can be submitted. So, Keith, who would you like to appoint?
The treasurer and assistant treasurer sign. However, every check needs two signatures, and if somebody's not here, we put a backup on it. And I'd like to put Jack Emmerich on that.
Okay. Jack, do you have any objections to that? It was just an appointment if we don't have to vote on it.
It's fine.
That's fine. Okay, good. Now, assistant secretary. That's really a backup to Cheryl in the event she is unable to complete the notes and the minutes. That's basically what that is for. Is there any motion for an assistant secretary?
Does Cheryl have a person she would like?
No.
Does it Beverly, have to be a trustee?
I would like to nominate Beverly Ellison.
Is there a second?
Thank you. No, thank you.
She declines.
Okay.
If we don't have anyone...
Can a person hold two positions? No?
Not that I know. I don't think so. But if we don't have an appointment, then we won't. That position remains open. Right now. Okay, we have to move on. Number eight is the purchase of a striking machine.
Joanne.
Did I finish? What?
Joanne.
Yes.
We did. The minutes with me just saying that those two, I and. Cindy, are there? We don't need to vote him in or anything. Just saying that.
No, he's appointed. That's okay, and he accepted.
Okay, good. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
But just make sure, Cheryl, that their names are noted within the minutes. That's the most important thing.
Yep.
Okay. Let's continue on with number eight. Again, this purchase of a striping machine, Cherie. Do you have any information on that?
Upon doing some research with the rental. As opposed to the purchase, for the week, it would be $565. That would be a five-day week. Per day, it's $225. My suggestion would be to purchase the machine from Sherwin-Williams. It's a one-gun walk-behind machine, and that is for $3,899. The same machine from a tool supply outlet in Fort Lauderdale was $5,900 for the same machine. I think that it would be in the park's best interest to purchase the machine. Even though we had our parking lot restriped, it's going to need refreshing after a year or two. Also, throughout the whole community, we can stripe as needed, conditions permitting, of course, and also the high traffic areas whenever we need to. So I would like the board to approve the purchase of this one-gun walk-behind striping machine.
Who took a look at that machine?
I looked at it. I didn't physically look at it. I went online and did some research along with Terry Steimer, who did this type of work for many, many years up north. So he's very familiar with these types of things.
Would they be able to do some service on it, or is that something different away from buying it? Sherman Williams.
I think there's a warranty on it, but I don't believe it's something they would service.
There is a warranty, and we'd have to find our own service people, you're telling me. Okay.
Is this our Sherman Williams store right in Palm Bay there?
Yes.
Is that how you get it from them?
Yes.
I have a question. And you're sure there's a warranty on it?
Yes. I'd have to look at the specifics, but yes, I'm sure there is a warranty on it.
Cherie?
Yes.
Is there a capability on that machine to attach a second sprayer, which could put out the reflective beads right after the paint, or is that just a single straight?
This is a one-gun walk behind. Now, the glass beads, which is a very good idea, that's something we would physically have to do ourselves.
I can only tell you, Cindy, we had a couple of years ago, if somebody who's been around for a while remembers this, we had those beadings put on afterwards. It didn't last even, I don't know, a month. I don't know why, but it didn't last at all. It was a very big disappointment.
Okay.
I just to let you know about that. Yeah. So I don't know, is it worth $3,800 to buy it, actually $3,900 to buy the machine, or to rent one for $565. You could rent one for 4 years and see how you like it or how it goes.
You could rent one for 6 years.
Yeah.
Well, also, it would depend on how often a year you would have to get it.
Let me ask, too, who's going to use it?
Well, that would be our staff.
Which is who?
Which would be our maintenance staff. That would be Dwayne, possibly me. Terry has volunteered. So whether or not it's rented.
Well, Terry is not a staff. Terry is a resident. So let's get that out of the way for right now. Okay. You're talking staff. Who on the staff is going to be doing this?
That would be Dwayne. That would be Jose. That would be Derek. That would be even Earl. Whichever staff member is available when we do decide to do the striping. We also will be hiring a new staff here soon. So hopefully they will be, not hopefully, they will be as well.
I'm wondering if maybe just a suggestion that we rent one the first time and see what kind of machine we get and how it's used and what the ease of, if it's easy to use, what the staff think about it and compare. And maybe there's another place to rent another one, a different kind of machine to get a comparison of how they work before we invest that kind of money. I don't know if you think that's worth, and see how much you can get done in a week. How much striping can you get done in a week? And
my question too to Cherie, did you check with Dwayne? We did this every year with our in-house personnel. What were they using? I don't think they were doing it freehand.
No, you had a machine here. I don't know where it is, but you definitely, Holiday Park definitely had
have a machine.
Striping machine.
And it's nowhere to be found.
I've looked everywhere.
Amazing. All right, do I have any recommendations and suggestions from the trustees, please, so we can move on?
It really doesn't matter whether we buy it or rent it. Staff's going to have to run it.
Yes, but let's see if they can run it.
I agree with renting one at first to let the staff see what they can do with it, and then if it's successful, and then we buy one. If it's not successful, then we know we really don't need one.
Would you like to make a motion to that?
Yes, so, I'd like to
make that as a motion.
Yes, I'd like to make that as a motion.
I'll second that.
Russ Livermore, second then?
Yes, ma'am.
So we have a motion to rent a striping machine at $565 for the week for five days. So that would be Monday through Friday. I guess you'd try to, I don't know when you have to rent it in the morning, and hope to God we don't have rain. So we have a motion and a second. Any trustee discussion?
I would just have a discussion on, do we need to do this right away or can we wait? We got a less rainy period later, but we got more people later. So I guess I would be wanting to know, are we looking at doing it right pretty quick or waiting till drier season? Can you answer that or not? How quick do we need to do this, Liney?
We can just monitor the weather and gauge it by the weather forecast, just like we did when we painted the front gatehouse. Yeah,
but you got to have a week of non-rain.
Right. Almost, you just have to stay on top of the weather. Like this week is a great week. There's 0% of rain for Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. So this would have been an ideal week, actually. But yep. If we monitor the weather, I don't see why there would be a problem.
The parking lot has been finished. That looks rather well. Where else do we need to do lines at this time?
Well, we always did them, Bob, at where every stop sign is. You have the white line, the stop, the exits, directional exits. We did that every year. We used to do that every summer.
Yeah. Go ahead.
All of our white lines throughout the park need to be done, and that requires a special paint, too.
Yeah,
I think it's a reflective paint. Because I know when we initially did the roads, that was a special deal.
And that's when we used those crystals, and it didn't work.
Yeah, the paint that they normally use for striping, especially like on the PennDOT, well, FloridaDOT or whatever, that paint dries like in 10 minutes, just about as soon as they put it down. But my thing of it is, what my question would be, is there enough striping that needs to be done for us to do it for a full week at this time, or can we wait until the rainy season is over?
Well, there certainly is enough striping to be done.
Okay.
The only reason you say now is only because of, well, you would expect more people to be coming in October, November, but because of COVID, we might not get that number of people coming in, and we could wait till November to do it.
I'd go for that.
Does that sound logical to everybody or anybody?
I would. I guess I'd let Cherie make the call of when she thinks.
I have. Carol Addy wants to speak about it.
So I just had one comment. I like the approach that you're taking about renting a machine. But given the concerns about inclement weather, once you rent it for a week at that price, you're stuck with it. And it didn't seem, if I remember correctly, that there was too much of a value disparity between renting it by the day versus the week. Might that be a safer go?
It was $265 per day, or $225 per day.
Okay. Then that is a considerable difference. All right. I was just thinking that if you rented it and you got one day in, then you're paying $500 the day if you're not able to do the striping. There are other 4 days. That was really my concern.
Well, we should be able to, I mean, granted, weathermen make mistakes a lot, but we should be able to get some idea of where we could get 3 to 5 good days in a week, and also make sure our staff are aware that that's the week it's going to happen, so that they are in on the days that it's going to get done. I don't know if you think it's enough to do a week, to rent it for a week. I say rent it for a week, even if we only use it 2.5 or 3 days during that week to get done what we need to get done. You're better off than renting it 3 individual days.
Well, there's also another option. It's $1,615 for the month. For 4 weeks. I just wanted to throw that in there.
Yeah. But if you rent it for a week and during that week it rains one day, at least we have that one day to carry us over and skip it and then finish off. So you do have it for the week, and you can count on maybe 1 or 2 days for inclement weather. I don't know.
And I think a week is 7 days, even though you may not use as much.
No, she said 5.
Oh, it's 5 working days.
Is it 5 working days?
Yeah, $535 per week per working day.
Okay. Yeah. So I say let's just plan it on a dry week, as dry as we can get it.
And it's not just, yes, but let's make sure that we have our personnel informed and That's ready to said. Do it.
Right.
Let them know who's going to be doing it. Let it not be a surprise when they come in that morning and say, guess what? So that's up to the district manager to, with her people, to make sure that they're well aware and that there's no objection to anybody wanting to do it.
Will they be using reflective paint?
I don't know anything about paint. You have to ask the, I don't know, who's using
it? We have some of the paint already.
Okay.
We're still
so is it reflective or is it just white paint?
It's reflective, and we also have some of the glass beads. Joanne, you said they weren't very effective.
They weren't. You could try them again. I mean, all it did.
We have some.
Yeah, they wore away, and it didn't work well. They were clumped together. Yeah. Maybe it was the way it was applied. I don't know. I just remember we were all very disappointed in the outcome of that.
Well, we do have some in-house, so we can try it.
Try them, sure. They don't
think they last. Might as well use them. Right. Is this the same paint that got used at the front gate the first time? Because I understand that didn't last very long. You had to redo it. What happened there?
I'm not sure what happened, but we got a different paint this time, and it looks a lot better.
Is it seem to be lasting longer then?
It's so far, but we've only done it. It's only been a month, so it's really hard to say.
But that's longer than the first paint job lasted, right?
Yeah.
Is this the same paint that you'll be using at all the striping at the stop signs and stuff?
The second batch of paint, yes.
Paint, okay.
So you're saying that this repaint on that you did at the gate was a different paint?
It was.
So that the first one wasn't as wonderful as we thought we were going to get?
I wasn't involved in that, so.
Yeah, I know. Okay.
I think we're ready to vote.
We have a motion from Bob Shortledge to rent the equipment to do line striping for 1 week at a time to be determined by the district manager with the personnel assigned by the district manager, and was seconded by Wes Livermore. Are there any other trustee comments? Are there any comments from the audience? Hearing none, let's have a vote. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. Tree trimming. Do we have any renewed bids on that, Cherie?
We sent out the RFPs last week. Most of you are aware that I wasn't here Tuesday through Friday. At the last minute, I did receive an RFP from Alpine and also from Tree Service Express. So I didn't have enough time to present these to the board. There's quite a difference in the pricing, as you all know from when I submitted the original proposals. So no, I guess I'm not ready. I do have the current, and it's the same as the last meeting when we had discussed it. So if the board's not happy with these three, I can get more.
You know, I would like to see a copy of the request for proposal that you sent to them. So could you put a copy in each of the trustees' boxes?
I will.
Let's see what they're even bidding on.
Okay.
And we'll table this for the next meeting, unfortunately. Number 10 on the agenda is the building to close at 8 p.m. This will require a little explanation. Cherie, you can take it from here.
Okay. Because of staffing issues, we're trying to find things to projects to keep the staff busy. It's just easier for us to close up the building. The pool closes at 8:30. If the building closed at 8, then they could sterilize everything in the billiards room, in the card room, the restrooms, the lobby, all the doorknobs, door handles, and then the staff could be closed up and out of here by 9 p.m. That's my proposal. So they would have the building completely done, and then the last would be from 8:30 until 9, and that would be to sterilize the pool area and so forth, the chairs, the shower area, and the gates and so forth.
Okay. To the trustees, did you all get a copy of this?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
No.
Okay. That is one. All right. So that's a copy of the custodial staffing. For now, until when and if someone is hired, and let's go to the hiring part of this before I get into this part. What is your when are you anticipating putting? Are you putting in an ad? Today. Are you calling
today?
What today?
We are going to run an ad in Indeed today.
So by the time that ad gets in and we hire, all right. So you're looking at a good couple of weeks. All right.
No, we're looking at a couple of days to get applications in,
yep.
And then the process of interviewing will start.
And then you have to get them background checked.
Takes about 10 minutes.
Okay. Wow. All that time. Wow. I wonder what we pay for. I sometimes wonder.
Well, we send it out and they give us the results.
Wow. Quick. Okay. So what I don't understand on this schedule is why there is a 1 hour difference between when someone, a custodial staff leaves and one comes on. What happens in that 1 hour?
Who is
liable for whatever happens in that pool?
There's always a staff member here, Joanne. It may not be a man, but there's always a staff.
It had to be a man.
Well, there's always a staff. There should not be any gap when there is no one in this building. And again, I haven't hired anyone. We have not hired another staff. So that is.
But why is there why would you have a 1 hour gap between 3 and 4? Why can't the person who's coming in at 4 come in at 3?
That's fine.
Well, no, it's not fine. I need an explanation as to why you wouldn't do that. I mean, it looks like you're cutting the hours for Earl. I don't understand that either. That made no sense. But
every night shift is cut. It's not just Earl. Every night shift.
Who else is at night besides Earl?
Derek. And as you'll see, Earl is going on 3 days and 2 evenings. He's going to be, you know, he's going to be 8 hours a day, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. I can't justify having guys here doing nothing. You know, I really can't. And I'm trying to find projects and to keep them busy. If the board chooses, we can have 2 straight 8-hour shifts a day. That's fine with me. I'm just being practical
Well, I don't know. I understand practical, and I'm all for saving money. I don't know that we should have a 1 hour gap between that and think that somebody in the office is responsible for whatever happens within the community. Yeah. It's not just the pool. It's within the community. Are we going to be, I don't know. Anybody else have any?
I'm here till 5.
About that?
I'm here till 4.
Are you going to be able to fix any maintenance issue? I think that's the problem, is we should have someone on staff at all times for any building maintenance issues.
But the thing is, I know when I have maintenance problems, I don't get at them in the first 10 minutes. I don't know how many times we'd have something that you got to take care of an emergency where you just couldn't shut something off if there's somebody in the office who knows how to shut it off and wait 30 or 40 minutes till the other guy shows up and can fix it or call somebody. Sometimes we have to call an electrician to fix it. I mean, I understand the hour gap is kind of open, but there's a lot of things that aren't fixed immediately. They're just shut down until somebody can get there that does know how to fix it. As long as we have somebody on staff or somebody there that can take charge of it, of reporting it or taking care of the situation, or somebody can go to report it. And if you're saying there's somebody always going to be in the office, at least I would think.
I'm here, and I know how to do a lot of things. I'm not a plumber or an electrician, but I can certainly troubleshoot a lot of things here, and I don't have a problem with it.
What I don't understand is the Sundays. You have Derek from 7 p.m. to 12 p.m. and new staff from 2 p.m. to 9 p.m. You got two people here from 7 to 9. Why is that?
We have bingo on Sunday afternoon into the evening. So I like to have someone here. Plus, I'm not here. There is no staff here whatsoever. So if the office staff was here, then it's a whole different ballgame. The weekends are a little bit different.
So we have nobody here Sunday till 2 o'clock in the afternoon, right?
12 until 2. Again, this is subject to change. You know, we have another staff coming in. Earl won't be working Sundays, so we're going to have to really tweak this.
That's not what this says. This says 7 p.m. to 12 p.m.
It's supposed to be 7 a.m., Bob. I'm sorry. Okay. If I put p.m., it's supposed to be 7 a.m.
All right. That confused me.
Okay, but it doesn't bingo start at 2 something?
2 to 5.
Okay, 2 to 5. So why do we need him till 10?
We don't. I'm making with Earl. You know, he was working 2 p.m. till 10 p.m. And if the building closes at 8, and that goes for the entire second shift, why do they need to be here till 10 p.m.? They don't.
But you get nobody there in between. You've got Derek till 12 p.m. and then you put Earl in at 2 p.m.
Right.
So you've got 2 hours there.
That is, we talked about that a little bit, Bev. We still have to tweak this. You know, when we get a new staff, we'll do another reorganization. Right now, I'm trying to cover what I can with what we have.
Oh, as long as my main concern is with Earl getting the hours he has to have. And he has to have a full-time job on this.
Well, he's going
to be. He's our best worker, and we don't want to lose him.
He's working Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, 8 hours a day. And I think he just got a raise. And he might lose an hour and a half for 1 to 2 days.
So how many hours a week does he usually work?
He usually works 40.
40, okay. Why
and
can't he
take everybody part-time? Yeah. Not really part-time. It's just everybody won't have a 40-hour work week. I'm more than happy to keep him on. I just,
He was speaking to me about it, and he's not happy. And I just said, well, I'll see what I can do, speak up. But, he's our best worker, and you know that. I mean, he doesn't even stop to talk to anybody. He's out there doing all his jobs every night. And then he'll look over and make sure everything's okay and so on and so forth. We feel as if we're being well taken care of and he's doing
Beth, all I'm saying is that if the pool closes at 8:30, the clubhouse closes at 8 o'clock, I can't justify somebody staying here till 10.
Yeah. I can understand that. No, he doesn't need to be. No.
Yeah.
But, instead of 10 at night, they would go home at 9 at night is what you're saying.
Right. That's
because
fine.
The pool closes at 8:30. So if they get the inside done, then it gives them the extra 30 minutes outside to lock everything up, sanitize everything, and then just call it a day.
Are they still sanitizing outside at the pool?
After they close, absolutely.
They have been? Okay.
Absolutely. Everything is.
Are they still playing pool and...
That was my next question.
Darts and that kind of thing in the evening?
They're still playing pool. The guys are in the pool hall. And as far as darts, they're off and on playing with them.
Cards and darts are off and on.
Yeah, and there's one group of card players that play. They're there twice a week. And they probably leave probably by 8:30, I think, something like that.
Well, that's why the pool players and the card players and everybody would have to be out of the building by 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
So that would be a notice that you'd have to put up. And I think that's what we're really trying to discuss now. And that's what's on the agenda. Should we close the building at 8 o'clock? And it doesn't have to be permanently at that. We could revisit these COVID changes, whatever you want to call them, at some other time. Annette Regis, I believe, has a question or suggestion or whatever.
Yes, I do. On this situation with the COVID, and I really understand, appreciate wanting to keep everybody safe. But again, we're all adults, pretty way past adulthood. One of the things that everybody has stressed in order to get that clubhouse, the pool open and everything, is that we are adults, most of us responsible. We know what we have to do to protect ourselves as far as sanitizing, hand sanitizer, masks, things like that. What you're proposing now to shut the clubhouse at 8 o'clock so they can sanitize everything is preposterous, because we're at the mercy right now of having things shut down because of this. But there are very few things that we are having going on in the park at this time. There are men that go and play pool. There's people that play cards and throw darts. We should retain the ability, if we choose to go at 7, 8, or whatever time at night up to the clubhouse, to partake of it. The thing is that just advise the people that do partake of these activities. Be conscientious. If you're using in darts, all you do is use your own darts. Most of the men use their own pool sticks. Sanitize, yes. But you're shutting it down. You're making us more of prisoners in our own park. You work for us. We want you to do as we feel. We're adults, and we're tired of being trapped in this park with nothing to do. You want to close it, and there is nothing on God's green earth that says, even in the stores, that they are sanitizing every single surface that every patron touches. We're all adults. And plus the fact you're talking about cutting hours and finding things for the maintenance crew and custodians to do, Cherie. And then in the same sentence, you talk about hiring someone else. What in the world is that all about?
Annette, I need someone to unlock the building and someone to lock the building up every day.
That's fine.
That's 7 days a week, in the morning and at night. Okay? Yeah. So I need to have a body here at 7:30 or 8 o'clock in the morning, and then I need to have a body here for somebody to close up and lock the building at 9 o'clock.
That's
okay. I can't work the guys 7 days a week. Then if we have vacations, we have time off, we have people that are sick, we need that one person that can cover these shifts. In the spring, Jose usually takes 1 or 2 weeks off. Earl had an emergency last year. He had to go up north. We need that other person to.
I understand that, but you're talking, you just need a person to open the building and shut the building down, basically. Why would you need to hire somebody else? You're cutting hours on one of the gardener as far as that, and now you're talking about hiring somebody else.
I didn't say that. Who said the gardener's hours are getting cut?
We don't see him in the park. That's the only legitimate thing. I did never see Dwayne in the park doing anything.
Every day at 7 o'clock, he passes my house.
Okay, well, he never comes over to this side of the park, really.
Yes, I'll tell him to come over and bring you a cup of coffee. How's that?
Okay, I can't hear when two people are speaking. I would appreciate one at a time. But
I said I would have Dwayne come over and give you a cup of coffee up at 7 o'clock.
That he can open up.
That he could, if he's here, that's true. My husband just contributed. If that's the case, why can't he open up if he's here at 7? Who else do you need to open? But do you understand, Cherie? You're talking about hours and getting things for the fellas to do, and then you're talking about hiring somebody else. So are you looking to hire someone part-time or full-time?
No. Very, very part-time. And it's important that I'm working on Sundays. It's important that we have a certified pool operator here as often as we can, and we do.
Yes, it is. But do you really, in all reality, think somebody can actually make a living off a part-time job?
Yes, I do. I do. We have a gentleman who works part-time. There's several. I'm sure we're going to run the ad. We haven't had a problem with that before. We were trying something different so far as when Lou was here, we were trying to get a handle more on the violations that would have freed me up to do more admin stuff in the office.
get a good handle on the next 11 to 15 homes that are derelict and get rid of those. We're working on the first 9 and also get these grants written so that we can.
Okay, I understand that, Cherie. I understand and put your attention to that, but also in the same voice, Lou used to go around to check and list out the houses that needed painting or pressure washing. He is now gone. He's been discharged. Who is doing that?
All right, you know what? I'm going to have to interrupt on this because we're way off base and we're way off schedule and we're getting very long into the
Okay. All right.
Okay. Well, thank you, Annette, for all your input. Well, we appreciate it. Let's get back to what's on schedule. We were going to discuss closing the building at 8:00. Right now it closes at 8:30. Does anybody want to any other changes, or can we have a motion to approve closing the building at 8:00? Hearing none, then I would assume that is a no, and we will continue then with the building closing at 8:30. Is that correct? Everybody please say aye.
Aye.
Okay, so we're not closing at 8:00. We're going to close at 8:30. Cherie, when you have somebody that you think you're interested in hiring, I'd appreciate it if you would come to the board and let us know about that one person, please, and how you propose to fit him into a schedule, or her into a schedule.
Okay.
We could have a female, you know.
Can I ask one question about the schedule, please?
Pretty please.
Pretty please. Thank you. I see. You say Dwayne is going to be a full-time employee. According to what I see here, he's going to be working 32 hours a month. Is that true?
That's Derek.
No, it says Dwayne, D-E-W-A-Y, on Monday, on the 5th, the 6th, the 12th, and the 13th. It says Dwayne.
Yes.
Okay, no. Dwayne is Monday through Friday, 7 to 4. Derek is working Wednesday, Thursday evening, and Sunday morning.
So somebody put the wrong name in here.
Okay.
Am I correct?
Yes.
The 5th, 6th, 12th, and 13th, it says Dwayne, not Derek.
Oh, I know why that is, because we didn't have somebody here. Right. Yeah. The reason we had him 7 to 4 is because he is the extra body until we hire somebody and we put Earl on days. So Dwayne is 7 a.m. to 4 p.m., but he's kind of working out as the gardener and also in the building
in case
we need, you know.
Right. That explains it. Thank you.
Yeah, and that could work. You know, it's just I'm trying to give Earl Monday through Friday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday day, and then Thursday, Friday evening. He requested every other weekend off, so I thought he's been with the company a long time. He got a raise. Let's give him Monday through Friday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday day, and then the 2 evenings.
Okay, thank you.
And he is a certified pool operator. So, and then we'll have a certified pool operator here 6 days a week. And hopefully the other person we hire will be a certified pool operator. And that would take care of Sunday.
So the answer is Dwayne is working 40 hours a week, 7 to 4.
Yes.
Thank you.
You're
I did see that on there. And I'm like, what? Only has 32 hours.
Oh, no. That's because he's filling in here at the building.
Okay. No problem.
Okay, let's move on with the agenda, and number 11 is called follow-up. This is something I've been thinking about, and I was hoping that we could keep on the agendas from here on going forward, because we discuss a lot of things, and they fall by the wayside. We forget about them. We don't follow up on them. So I'm going to ask all of the trustees to always be conscious of this on the agenda and think about what you feel needs to be followed up by us as trustees, and come up with something. I personally had asked about following up with the homes that we paid for to be power washed. And the progress on that is that we laid out for 12 homes $1,275 and were reimbursed $420. Only 3 people to date that I know of, and if the district manager has something different, she can fill it in. Only 3 of those 12 people have reimbursed us.
4.
So that leaves us
to say. We have 4 now, Joanne. We have 4.
Okay, great. We got 4. Okay, so now my question is, where do we go from here? What do we do? Do we keep doing this, or this is something to follow up and for us as trustees to discuss? So that's what I'd like to do very briefly now, and hopefully you'll be thinking about something else that you would like to do a follow-up on.
How many are living in the park right now?
I checked on all of these. They are all owners except for one. And I was offered to make the phone calls to follow up, but Cherie said that she would be able to accomplish that.
The one that's a non-owner is paid. That would be the Crystal Court address.
Oh, yeah, that is. They paid that one? Okay. Yeah. Okay.
And I do apologize. I was off for a few days last week with some family issues.
I understand that, Cherie. And that was your holiday, and that was fine. You don't do anything when you're off, and I understand that. But this was done back in August. You see where I'm coming from? This is the middle of – I just don't understand. Maybe I'm just too impatient, but I really think things should have been done in a more timely manner, whatever. But I'm following it up with it, and I'd like you to do the same. And if any of the trustees have any questions on it, you can ask that now. Does anybody have anything that they'd like to follow up on? Anything else?
Yes, I do.
Okay, Bob, let's start with you, and then Cindy will go to you, okay?
Okay, at the next regular meeting in November, I'd like to do a report on U.S. lawns. I would like to put that on the agenda, please. I would like to do a report as a follow-up of U.S. lawns, because we said we were going to put their feet to the fire. Well, I'm going to collect data and present it at the November regular meeting, and that is a follow-up. Is that okay?
Yep, I'll put that. That'll be part of the agenda. How about at the next meeting, the workshop meeting, the end of October?
I would like a little more data. That's the reason why I said about November. If I have it ready, I might do it then. But I think maybe I need a full month or month and a half of data, because half a month may not be enough. That's why I proposed it for November's meeting.
All right. So that's the November regular meeting. You want that on the agenda. Okay. We'll put that on the.
Yes,
okay.
Because a lot of.
I'll make motion. I don't know when Joe is going to be back, but I'll make a note that you would like that on the agenda.
Yeah, because a lot has happened since the contract was signed days later. So I'd like to report on.
Yeah, good idea. Anybody else want you to follow up on anything?
Yes.
Cindy?
I'd like to know where Cherie is in regards to writing the grants. Has there been any progress on that?
A little bit. I haven't trying to figure out if we should do the roads, if we should do the gatehouse, if we should do the sidewalks, or do all of them.
All of them. We decided that last meeting. We need to see a grant written. That was going to be one of the things I was going to ask too. So just do one and let us see it. We've got to get that done. That's been talked about for a year since I've been here.
Okay. I'm going to express my priority, and then I'd like to hear everybody else so that we could get an idea of in which direction she should go. My priorities would be sidewalks, gate, roads. But that's my priority. Everybody else has their own opinion, and I'd like to hear it. Bob, what would you like to say?
I think, when we're talking gate, we're talking about moving it. We're not talking about getting rid of it.
We don't know. We need to have we need to see a proposal. I've gone through this years ago with engineering reports and everything else. So I understand there is a committee together, and they're going to give a report very soon. So we'll wait and hear what they have to say.
Excellent, because when I was on the board before, I was looking at moving the gate to a different area, and that when I got off the board, that sort of fell apart. But I'm like gate, sidewalks, road.
Gate, sidewalks, road. Okay. Russ Livermore, where are you?
I'm right here.
Wake up. Come on. What's your preference, mister? He's going to say roads.
Well,
I'm very partial to road because I consider those my roads. having been on the board when we did the roads back in 2008, I'm very concerned that the roads are not holding up as well as I'd hoped to. But then again, we're looking at 12 years. And with the traffic that we have going up and down those roads and the now increased trucks with the Republic Refuge Company coming more times than right now in Bright House. That Bright House on the mine. Whatever that other company was.
Waste
management.
But anyhow, the roads is concerning. Of course, the sidewalks, you know, people want to walk on the sidewalks. I want them to be safe. And we did, back in those days, we did some of the, when we had our own grounds crew, we did some of the sidewalks ourselves, which turned out okay, considering it was done by non-professionals. But, you know, we just took care of the ones that were really bad at that time. And of course, you know, there's another point that I want to bring up, and I, each of you trustees has received information from Spectrum. And I would like to, as a full-time resident, I know this is going to be hard on a part-time resident or a snowbird from, you know, that doesn't come down here full-time, but with the Spectrum wanting to come in with a new contract, each of you trustees should have a copy of that. I find that, you know, I'm not getting all of the channels. I have no premium channels, but I'm even on the other channels, I'm not getting them all because I don't pay for them. And yet my Spectrum bill is $106.91 every month. Now, if we go with the new Spectrum contract that I've seen, our bill would be in the 50s. Of course, it would be charged as part of our monthly or our annual fee. But we, you know, as a full-time resident, this may not be good for snowbirds or people who don't watch TV, but we have internet, we have phone, we have everything. And it costs me $106.91 every month. So I would like to see it brought up for discussion, at least at one of our meetings. Thank you.
Russ, I have a question. Are you talking about substituting the bill that we have with Spectrum now, the 10-year one that we pay for internet service?
We only have two more years on this current contract.
Right. So you're talking about substituting a new contract for the one that we're doing right now. I thought we went through that already.
That's what I'd like to discuss.
Okay. So we'll put that on an agenda. Okay. It's an agenda item. Okay.
Are we going to have Chase and Gil?
Does everybody have a copy of the proposal that Spectrum has sent out?
I do not.
No. It's my understanding that AT&T does not want to bid on a package contract at this time.
Are we, you're talking the letter that, the email that Chasen sent to us all?
Yes.
Did you get something from Chasen Gill, Joanne?
I did get it, yeah, but there was no, I don't think there was anything attached.
Yeah, at the bottom, there's an attachment.
Okay.
There's a lot to read. If we're going to talk about this again, I think Chasen needs to be here.
We've got the same information twice already.
What's that? Russ, could you say that again?
We've gotten that information from Spectrum, from that individual that is a representative of Spectrum. Can't think of his name right off hand. But we've gotten it twice.
He doesn't represent Spectrum. He's private, and he gets a cut of whatever we do.
Right. Okay. Yeah.
So he's not Spectrum. That's going to take quite a bit of discussion. What's the matter, Jack?
Well, I thought we put that to rest. We weren't going to do anything until 2023 or 2022.
At the least, yes.
Here in advance, yes.
That's what I said. I thought we discussed this already.
Yeah.
That's a big discussion. I think that would have to wait, especially when more people are either here or on board. So I would say certainly not until 2021, till the next year, and you have a new board.
Just real quick. I've used Spectrum, but I've been talking to people at Spectrum at the center about some of the boxes, and they're going, well, you may not want to do something that way, because in the next year to year and a half, Spectrum is probably going to get rid of the boxes and go to apps. And that's going to be a whole new situation. And if we're in a contract, we have nothing, no way to get out of it. That's why all the new innovations, and I agree, we should put it to rest in the fact that until we can find out some of the new technologies that are coming down the way, it's something we need to look at and discuss with more people and have more information. And that's, again, I hate to repeat gossip, and that's just what I did, was gossip about something. So, but it's still out there, and you can see they're going away from the boxes and going straight to apps, that you would download the app and not have the box.
Right.
So that would be something that we need to look at.
Okay.
When they have it.
All right. We're going to keep that, put that on a, as a follow-up probably for some time in.
Is your head itching, Joanne? Are you ready to explode?
No, I'm good. February, March of 2021 for whomever is going to be around. Anybody else have a follow-ups? How about the Palm Bay Homes?
I have, yes.
Cherie, what update do you have on that? Did we lose Cherie?
She's looking for stuff.
You're muted, Cherie.
Lori, could you get hold of her?
No, I'm good.
Okay.
I spoke to Joan on the 5th of October.
Okay.
And they haven't even opened them. By now, they have opened up the bids. The next thing they do is the development department and the city manager will go through the bids. They will submit their decisions to the town council. The town council will then approve those. Once they're approved, the applicants will have to come in to Holiday Park and submit their application and be approved. And once that happens, then of course, they'll agree and they'll close on the homes.
Do we know when that goes to the, can we get hold of Joan and ask her when it goes to the town council? Will it be at a public meeting so maybe we could be there?
I will. She said as of the 5th, the whole process is probably going to be 2 weeks. I'm quite certain they're going to want to expedite this as they don't want to pay start into the 2021 tax year. So I'm quite certain that they are going to expedite this.
Okay, well, here's my suggestion. I'd like you to send off an email to her, copying all of the trustees, requesting that if there is a public meeting when it goes to the town council for approval, representatives from Holiday Park would like to be there. If she could let us know when that is, I'd appreciate it, so that when she returns that answer to you, it will come to all of the trustees as well.
Sure.
Thank you. Anybody else? Any more follow-ups?
I had one about, two things. I sent everybody that email about the garbage that I had gotten hold of Republic and asked about fewer pickups. And they said they would, it would have to be a renegotiation of a contract. I got hold of the city three times before I actually talked with someone, and the customer service person there told me absolutely not would they be renegotiating a contract. I am just so disappointed, and I think when I get back, I will be attending a public meeting. I know it's water under the bridge at this point, but I do feel I need to express my dissatisfaction with the city of Palm Bay and how they responded in their decisions with that survey that they put online to justify. That was just a statement I wanted to tell you. I tried, I failed. I can't.
Carrie, I just want to say one thing. With you, with one of your emails, you mentioned that maybe if the whole community got together and just put their trash out one day, don't you think they'd get the message?
Well, that's what I was going to suggest. But then I said this may just be blowing hot air. And I was just so angry. I'm just like typing ideas.
You know what it is, Chacha? You're asking 700 people to do, you know, 700 homes to try and do one thing. We've asked them just to wear a damn mask, and they can't do that at 9 o'clock at night. So you really think for sure that they're all going to put their garbage out on the same day?
Inferior.
Let me tell you something. You could spit the wind, and it's going to come right back at you, honey, because that ain't going to happen.
Yeah. It sounded good in theory.
This is holiday talk.
Well, that's what I said. Well, if we pick a day, I mean, we only had one day before, so let's just pick a day and do it. That's what I want to do, and they'll be wasting their money and time coming in here, but I don't know. That was just an idea. Don't know if anybody can be on board. We could talk about it. You know,
it's a good idea, and I'll tell you why, Sheree, because we're voting on a new mayor and city council and everybody else, so... Maybe when the new people get in, if they hear enough people bitching and moaning, maybe they could do something about it. I don't know.
But then my other follow-up, because a lot of them have been covered here, but grates and cleaning out the grates, whatever's happened with that.
Lake doctors have sprayed. They sprayed last week, so I didn't get a chance to go out and take a look at all of the areas that they did the aquatic spray.
Sprayed in the grates also?
Well, in the areas before and after the grates were sprayed. I kind of was waiting until, I wanted to contact U.S. Lawns, actually, to see if they might be able to help us in that area, but it doesn't look like that's going to happen.
So how are we going to get those grates cleaned out?
Well, we're going to have to find a company that's going to lift them. There's only maybe three or four. Bob, correct me if I'm wrong.
Yeah, there's very few that will be able to lift those. That's a fact.
Yeah. Do we have to do RFPs for this?
Pardon?
Do we need to do an RFP for this? Request for proposal? Or do we just call it?
I don't think that's a $5,000 and over job.
No, is, I don't know.
If it is, I'm going to start eating my Wheaties and I'll help them.
I don't think it is.
Okay.
All right. So let's just call a company, Bob. Is that what you think we ought to do? Just call a company, get in and get those things dug out?
No, let's get a couple. Let's just call a couple and get their opinions and what they're going to charge. And then we'll go from there.
So someone said, I had read somewhere in a comment, and it said there's like five in the whole park that are like having growing up stuff. Is that true? Yeah. Or do we need to open all of them?
In reality, what actually should happen, I don't know if there's a company out there that can do this, but it'd be like you lift the grate and then take a fire hose, a real high pressure hose, and wash these grates out completely out to the canals.
That was my first thought.
And I don't know if there's a company out there that has that capability, like a fire hose or whatever. I'm not sure. But if we had that, I guarantee you that's the only thing you're going to need is that a fire hose to pressure them out into the canals. Then it's going to drain completely.
So if you had to take a phone book and look up what do you look up on?
Yeah, what do you? That's what I'm
fire
saying.
Fire hose, grates, cleaning.
No, I was thinking of the Combat Fire Department myself.
Fire Department.
I was thinking the fire department myself, but I don't know if they.
I don't think they hire out.
But would they know who might have equipment?
Well, the thing is, Cherie's giving them pizza during some of this time. Maybe they'll come and
cook for them. Are you kidding?
For pizza.
Now, five course dinners.
Here's a suggestion. If we have a volunteer fire company around here, we could ask them, would you come over and do this? And we will donate so much money or something like that. Is that a possibility?
I don't know a volunteer fire department. They only have paid fire departments.
Oh, do they? Because up where I come from, most of them are
volunteer. It's all volunteer.
All volunteer also, but I think this is, they're on the payroll.
Oh, my.
You're paying taxes to them.
Can I go back to something about the garbage first?
The garbage company? Yeah, go ahead. Yeah.
Okay, you got to understand, we could all put our garbage out on a Monday, and Wednesday they're going to come in and go around and say, well, there's no garbage cans out. They have a contract The contract says we will come in Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday. No matter if you have garbage out or not, right, they must come in here and right. do their rounds.
That's all I wanted to say about that. You're right. They're going to come in with those trucks, whether they pick something up or not.
Absolutely. And Carol Adley, I think, has her hands.
And things are getting desperate. I'm ready to be picked up anytime. So let's think about that. Okay. All right, Erin, a few laughs, and I like the idea of the follow-ups. Cherie, a good way for us to be kept informed is through an email. An email to all trustees. Give us an update what you did. You know, you went through and you saw the grades. You got to give it whatever. Just let us know.
I do.
It's just an email. It takes five minutes to write it. It takes a lot for us to digest, and we're all up to date on what the hell's going on. That's all we want to know is what is happening. I don't want any surprises. I don't like anybody coming up to me and saying something that I don't even know, and they do.
Another update, if I can speak?
Absolutely, Beverly.
Okay. Yesterday, last evening, actually, when I was at the pool, one of the neighbors down at the pond, down at the end here, made a complaint and saying that the allergy is coming back again, and if we could get one more chemical load down there, it might take care of it.
Okay, good information, Cherie. You'll look into that, and you'll send us an email about what's going to happen. Emails are our friends. Anything else? Then I guess we're at the end. Are we at the end of this meeting?
No, Joanne. Carol Addy.
Okay. Public comments. Anybody out there would like to say something? Any trustee comments?
Yes. Carol Addy.
Oh, Carol Addy. Okay.
So just a suggestion on you trying to find that source for those grates. Might somebody be able to reach out to Palm Bay Utilities, where they might have a suggestion for a contractor to help you with that?
Oh, good idea.
Oh, I think I know somebody who's got an in with a Palm Bay utility person.
What does that mean?
Well, you know who that is. Okay. Any other public comments?
Rebecca.
Yes, Becky. Wait a minute, Becky.
Becky got to unmute herself. There you go.
I got it.
I have a question about the complaint forms. I don't usually complain about the lawns. I've been on the board long enough. Everybody complains about it, but I'm really having an issue with my lawn with the weed whacking. And I've put in a complaint, and I haven't heard anything. I asked to be notified by text, and I sent Cherie some pictures this morning, and I know I'm not going to hear anything today. You've got everything on your plate for the meeting. But they're worse now than they were before. I want to know who we can contact.
Did you get my text?
All I got from you was you asked about if they've been back to blow it off. But everything that's out there that I sent those pictures, that's still grass that's attached.
Bob, I saw that. Bob Shortledge, are you getting the complaint forms from U.S. Lawns?
Don't believe that I am, but just getting that sign, that contract sign was something, because he kept taking our RFP and changing it. And I'm like, no, you can't change that. But I'll report that when my report comes up.
Cherie, what are you doing with the complaints that come in with U.S. Lawns?
They're dated, they're stamped, and they're emailed directly to Shane. And I've been calling him to ask what he's doing and what is his follow-up. He's not met with me one time ever. He used to meet with Joe every Friday. And
so
I try to
go around him. Go to the next one up.
Other than that, he's it. Other than that, it's the owner of the company.
Well,
let's talk to Brandon.
Yeah, Brandon. I have to go. And I really haven't gotten really great responses from him either. I will continue to pursue this and send him the complaints
something's got to be done. Carol Addy had to it was like pulling teeth. She had to call him 2-3 times a day for almost a week.
Yeah.
She did.
Well, can I have the phone number? I'll start calling.
Sam, you said Sam.
And Cherie, I'm going to get with you because for my report that I do on U.S. lawns, I'm going to need to get with you because I'm going to need a lot of those places. And like I said, a week ago, I talked to who's the foreman that comes out here or the guy that I talked to, Cherie?
That would be Shane.
I talked to Shane. I personally talked to him and told him about my lawn and them not trimming at all. And he said he'll take care of it. Well, guess what? I'm still waiting for him to take care of it. And this week, last week when they mowed, the same thing happened. The same exact thing. It looks like they're not even mowing my lawn because their blades are so dull, it's not cutting. I'll just put it that way.
Shane is the first person, or excuse me, it's Josh. He is the account manager, and then Shane is the operations manager, okay? And then there's Brandon, who is the owner.
Yeah, well, like I said, I'm going to get with you, and maybe I might put that on the next meeting about the report. If I have enough evidence and stuff, I might put that on the next meeting because I have a feeling with what everybody's saying, I just might have enough stuff to report.
I think you might have enough stuff to report, and remember that all they need is 30 days notice.
Absolutely. Yeah. And, oh, one thing I wanted to say, oh, no, wait, I'll wait until trustee comments.
Okay.
All right, Joanne, I have a lady named Barbara. Barbara's iPad wants to speak.
Hi, yes, it's Barbara Hoffman. I just wanted to comment on, you know, follow-up. I worked in business all my life. And, you know, like when you were talking about the roads and then they weren't satisfactory, why aren't everybody, you should have a history of this whole park on roads. And it's not just because the prior administration did it. If something didn't work, you need to have stuff put in all of these folders so that we have a history. So when 5 years from now, they come back and look at it, people are going to understand that it doesn't take that long. There's three girls working in the office that they can, it doesn't have to be a big report, but keep track of everything and all the stuff. I know we've talked about it, you know, that is brought up in these meetings that we should have at the end of the next meeting, what's happened to it. And when it goes off the report so that people have a definite list of what has transpired and not being left up to people's imaginations to think about it. That's all.
Thank you.
But I'm happy I'm back.
Mr. Addy.
It's awesome. Just a couple of quick comments. As far as the lawns people, Shane, Josh, that's the way it should be. And as far as cleaning out the grates, you don't flush them. You pull them up. You open them up, you clean the stuff out because that traps heavy metals and drippings from the cars in concentrated form. And if you flush that out in the pipes to swales, canals, and they go into wetlands, it won't be the city of Palm Bay you'll hear from. It'll be the state wetlands, and the fines can range anywhere from $5,000 to $50,000. So you don't want to do that. Contact Palm Bay, like was talked about. Find out who does them professionally. But please, don't flush them out into a wetlands.
Great Thank point. You. Great point. Thank you all.
Thank you, Bob.
I didn't think of that.
Any further public comments?
Diane? Yes.
The only other comment I have is last week when the fellows were mowing my yard, what I did is I went out and stood out there and watched him, and he wasn't doing it correctly. So I says, I want this all done the right way. I want this all blown off, all the grass blown off. He did it. He was very nice, very polite. Next thing you know, I went down the street to visit one of my neighbors, and I just happened to see that they hadn't even done the grass between two houses. So he just happened to be at the end of the street. I went over there and talked right to him. I said, I want somebody immediately to come over here and take care of that grass, which they did. But we shouldn't have to do that.
No.
Diane Russo.
Diane Russo.
Yes, hi. This is you, Bob.
Last year, before I came home, I submitted forms and pictures of the damages that the lawn people did to my skirting. And I just like to make sure you have those when you're working on your what you're doing.
Great. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
Is it trustee?
Are there any other public comments? Any other trustee comments?
Yes, I have one.
Okay.
I do. Go ahead, Cheryl.
Joe is not here. We had discussed whether he lives in the park. I understand his house is sold. I want to know, has he submitted his resignation from the trustee board? Has anybody gotten a letter from him?
Yeah.
The office is not, we're not in receipt of anything.
Okay. I know he stated something about a forever lease that he has with his dad's address. We had discussed it at the meeting. I have not seen the lease. I said, Joe, I don't understand a lease without an end date. Doesn't make sense to me.
It's an application for non-owner resident, okay, which he had that originally when this house was being built.
When his house, he moved into his house.
His status changed. He became a resident owner.
Okay.
So what he is proposing to do is to sign another resident non-owner application with his father.
Okay.
Which
I do not agree.
The father's property was sold.
What? That's my knowledge, Becky.
That's what I was told.
How long ago?
Check it out.
How long ago?
Just recently.
We did not hear anything like that.
Well, to me, this is my opinion, whether the father still owns a property or not, Joe does not legally live there. I don't care what that lease, non-owner lease, says.
He's
building a house, owner, hotel.
That lease that
enables him to be on the board.
That lease that he's...
Wait, what, Cherie?
If his voter registration is at that address, and he is a resident non-owner, from what I understand, he can still be on the board.
He's not a resident, though.
If that resident non-owner states that he lives there and his voting address is that address, that enables him to be on the board because it makes him a resident, even though he's not an owner. However, he's registered with the Registrar of Voters.
Is he, though?
This is what he's saying.
Laura's has to prove that he...
Laura's checking with the county to see if the home has actually been sold.
It has been sold. It was closed on Tuesday. Yeah.
The new
kid. No, not his house, his father's.
Oh. Okay, that I don't know about.
Yeah, his house closed on the 6th, but he's saying that he hasn't closed on his other home that he's moving into. Therefore, he wants to continue to use this address in Holiday Park so that he can vote in the election. This is
so he's using a farce of a lease in order to register to vote. And when he registers to vote with Palm Bay, we have to accept that as proof of residency. We are chasing our tails on this, guys. How can we prove he doesn't live here? He told us he lives in a hotel.
I don't know. I don't know. I can't.
Four.
For sure.
Well, know.
According to the county records, the home on Moonlight has not been sold. Becky.
Okay. So we have to allow him to stay at this non-owner... whatever
application, non-owner application.
Is that how long ago was that application filled out?
Does that have to be approved by us, though? How does he get that?
No, because he has not submitted this yet. A recent non-owner application. We don't require a lease, but whoever is a resident here must submit an application and must be approved.
And we have to approve it.
We do.
Can I just say something?
Yes.
I think we're going round in circles here, and it really doesn't matter. I think he's ready to move into his new home sometime in November. What are we looking at? 2-3 meetings? I don't really care. I don't know if anybody else cares. If he had the best interest of Holiday Park in mind, he would have submitted his resignation, because that just adds to the fluidity of the meetings and everything else. For him to want to stay on, I don't understand the reasoning. It makes no sense to me, but I'm not ready to say he should get off the board. You're looking at another meeting in October, possibly two in November, and his term ended in December anyway, but he won't even be here. But I think a decent person would have already submitted his resignation if he cared about this park and the way things are progressing. So for me, this is ended, and if everybody doesn't mind, I'd like to call for a motion to adjourn this meeting.
Wait, I have something to say.
Please. Oh, you would.
No, I just wanted to let everybody know on the board that Flawless, who was second in line for a lawn crew, I personally went down and paid them a visit to let them know that they didn't get the contract. They were disappointed. But I also wanted to look at their operation down there and talk to them personally. Number one, their operation down there is excellent. They showed me exactly what to do with all their lawn crews. Matter of fact, she told me that they just got a new contract 3 weeks ago that had 915 units in it. And in 3 weeks, they got one deficiency, and that is all. So I started to talk to them. I told them that we are going to, you know, put U.S. lawns under scrutiny. We're going to keep watching them. And I asked them, I said, if we decided to get rid of U.S. lawns, I said, they have 30 days. Could you come in that 30-day period? She said, we could come in tomorrow if you're ready for us. So that means she is. And talking to those two, they were ready to tell us to go pound sand because they were tired of getting for them doing the RFPs and not getting anything. But they looked at me and they said, because you came down here and did this, she said, we have a whole new light the way we look at Holiday Park, and they would be happy to serve us if we decided to go with them if we got rid of U.S. lawns.
So I would say to you, Bob, when you give your report, maybe you should also give a recommendation.
I certainly will.
Okay. Now, can I have a motion to adjourn?
I make a motion to adjourn.
Second the motion.
Bob Shortlist made the motion, was seconded by Russ Livermore. All in favor, say aye.
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 At 3:13, the meeting is adjourned. Good job, everybody.
Good job, Joanne, before 4:30.
Thank you, Joanne. Good job. Good job.
Oh, let me go get my pizza. Okay.
Thank you, Joanne.
Bye.